Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Well, I'm joined by my guest, Ellen and Ellie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I am good. Now, you've come all the way from, because you're not local, you've come all, I did say you was local earlier, but you're all the way from Poole, aren't you? Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah.
I love your accent.
Why, thank you. I like yours too.
Now, you've got it's Essex versus Liverpool. So I'll be going, all right, mate, how's it going? And you'll be going, oh, it's all from Liverpool.
it's boss.
That's a lovely name. Is that a stage name or is that actually your name?
Stage name.
So what's your real, are you allowed to say your real name?
Oh, it's a secret.
Is it cheesy?
No, it's like a Hannah Montana thing. Different lives, different times.
Okay, well, I like Ellen Ellie. It's good.
Thank you.
It's one of those names where it's like you think, oh, I know Ellen Ellie, but you might not know her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's got that famous ring to it, isn't
it's
it?
It's like when you play at a bar and people are drunk, you say it about three times and then they never forget it, especially with my hair as well.
I love the hair, because if anyone can't see, we've got it on camera there. Like, put the camera over there so you can go on, log on and have a look at Eleanor's hair. I'll move it around a sec. Now, yeah, because that's like a bit like an Amy, what do you call that? Is that called
a beehive, is it?
Or a beehive, that's
quiff.
Right.
The girl with the big hair, they call me, so I'll go with that.
Yeah, they had quite a lot of that in the 60s, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm very influenced by the 60s.
Well, you would be from Liverpool as well,
yeah.
Because it's one of the home of a lot of big bands and big names. Of course, yeah. You had Cilla recently on the and there's been a lot of TV on it. They made a fantastic documentary and a film as well recently with the girl that sung, what was her name? She'd done really well. I thought she sounded as good as who played her. But it's a fantastic place to live. Have you been to the Cavern?
Of course I have a living there, basically. I'm always there.
So you play there, or do you just visit?
Well, I've never actually played the Cavern Club, but they have, like, the sister to it over the road from me. That's the pub I've played there. They have a thing called Monday Club, and they have, like, three songs, and you're not allowed to play covers. It's all original, so they promote, like, local music and stuff. So I've played there, but not the club.
Fantastic. What, is this your first time to Essex or London anyway, is it?
It's first time to Essex. I've been to London before, but this is only my second time coming down these ways.
What do you make of Essex?
I haven't really been around. I've only drove through, but it's actually quite beautiful. I didn't imagine it to be like this.
Yeah.
Thought it'd be all, like, roadworks and all traffic everywhere.
It normally is full of roadworks, but today it's quite quiet.
It's
today,
day.
It's not too bad. So, and of course, it's the home of what we call our TOWIE, our only way is Essex,
filmed
right here in this very town. Would you believe? So, do you watch any of that?
I don't.
Oh, you have like something like Geordie Shore, don't you? Up that way?
No.
No?
I don't think so. We have Desperate Scousewives.
Oh, Desperate Scousewives. Yeah, Scousewives. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch that either. I don't really take to things like that.
No, reality TV.
No.
Let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your music? I've got here acoustic folk.
Yeah, acoustic folk, bit of country, bit of rock, bit of pop maybe. I don't know. I guess like a bunch of things.
Bit of blues.
Yeah, bit of blues, yeah.
In
bit
there.
Of everything.
Which is good, because we're going to have a listen to it in a sec. In fact, should we start off with a tune?
Go on, if you want.
What do you want to sing first?
I'll sing one of my own songs called Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes, looking forward to it.
Thank you. Blue eyes looking up at the dark starry night sky. Give me one good reason why you're not mine tonight. He's the boy with the extraordinary smile. If you get him talking, he'll be talking for a while. She said, what's your name, where you're from, we should go up the town sometime. He laughs, he sighs, she's only 14 and still seems to try. Blue eyes looking up at the dark starry night sky. Give me one good reason why you're not mine tonight. So her friend starts talking to the boy about the kids that they both know and how they both love to sing. Invites to his show. And she don't care, she's gonna make the effort to make herself known to this guy. He asks her something, wanna buy. to the dog store in night sky. Give me one good reason why you're not mine tonight. He wonders what it is he can do, and she knows there's only one thing she wants to. She wants to be with you in your blue eyes, looking up at the dog store in night sky. Give me one good reason why you're mine tonight. Blue eyes, looking up at the dark star in night sky. Give me one good reason why you're not mine tonight.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Lovely song.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I take you wrote that yourself.
I did.
So tell us a little bit about your how you do your songwriting. Because do you do your songwriting, do you draw on things that's happened to you? Do you just kind of make things up? Or do you do the lyrics first and put a melody to it? Or do you obviously play guitar? Do you just strum out something and then do it the other way around?
It depends. Well, all my songs, lyric-wise, they're all, you know, true things that happen to me or people I know or things I've seen on the news or whatever. I feel like you can't really sing something you don't feel, so I write everything based on true events. But like with in order the songs, I'd say sometimes I might play something and go, that sounds cool, and I'll go through my phone or my book and I'll have some lyrics. So
your
it
book.
Depends. My book.
You have a book of lyrics.
A book of lyrics.
Which is great. So you write things down, then come back to it and then kind of finish
it
off.
Like I have little bits everywhere in my room, like post-it notes everywhere, with little bits like I want to write about kind of things. So little bits of inspiration everywhere.
Okay. Now, what made you get into music in such a young age?
I've always been passionate about like performing arts and stuff, but I've been gigging since I was 13. I got a feel for it one day because I won Sandy Tom's My Idol. I won her guitar and I was like, I really want to play for people. I want to go out and sing about what I feel and stuff. And then that's how it all began.
Okay, listen, we're going to put a Christmas song on while I get my voice back. We talked about this earlier on. We've gone from Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's you. Okay.
I just want you for my own, more than you
It's live now. I just turned the mics up. Here we go. All I want for Christmas. It's so high, isn't it? You have a go.
No, I'm alright.
No, I'm alright. From Liverpool, I'm alright.
You sound Scottish or Irish.
Yeah, no. What a good accent that was. There you go. I've got Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. I had to go and have a little coffee as well because I was dying for a coffee. I was. And that's what. I just talk too much. No, that's what it is. And we all dry out there. And it all goes like that. Do you have that?
No.
No, I didn't think you would. It's just me. just me. I'm just a weirdo. So, what got you into singing? We're back, by the way, with Ellen and Ellie, all the way from Poole. So what made you get into music? Because you're very young, so what made you want to follow the music path? It is a ruthless business, very hard to get into and stay into.
A lot of inspiration, a lot of idols, and then just being passionate about music all around and wanting to sing, that's how I felt. And I think I felt like there needed to be some kind of young musician to take on the world, and I thought I'd be that person to take on the world.
Why not?
I know, yeah, why not? Exactly.
When you say idols, who's influences your music? Who would you say your music is aspired to be?
Well, I've always been inspired by Sandy Tom, who actually lives in Essex herself.
Yeah.
But I'm inspired and by a lot of the unsigned music in Liverpool and from surrounding cities. For example, the Hummingbirds, they've become quite big. I've been a big mad fan of them for the past few years. Like it's all unsigned music at the minute, but definitely like Sandy Tom, and then you've got your classical country music and stuff like that.
Yeah, you like country music.
I do.
They've got MTV, programme, don't they? MTV Country, I think it started off not long ago on TV.
See, I don't really watch telly, so...
Yeah, see, you find something new on this show, all the information I give to you. All free of charge as well. Now, so if you could collaborate with someone then, so if you could go and say, right, you can sing with you've been signed up and they say, we want you to do a duet or we want you to sing with someone else, like X Factor kind of thing, and you go, get to sing with someone, who would you like to sing with?
Either Sandy Tom, that would be a dream come true, or Melanie Safra. She was like a big musician in the 60s, playing Woodstock and stuff like that. She's one of my inspirations as well.
I'm guessing that you kind of quite like older music than your age, yeah?
I feel like, I'm not being offensive to anyone who's in the charts at the minute, but I feel like they had more meaning in the songs back then, and I can kind of relate with a lot of the music back then.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, it's good to see, and good to hear the music as well. Let's do another tune, because you've got an EP out as well. We're going to talk about that in a sec, so tell us about your next tune.
This is the second track off the EP. This is called Breaking Barriers.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
So you wanna climb my wall, first you gotta jump the waterfall, then go and join the black parade and fight off everything that you escaped. Is that okay? Is that okay? So you wanna be a part of me and get rid of my love anxiety, make me feel like I've never felt before, make me stumble, make me fall. Is that okay? Is that okay? But where do you think you're getting with this talk? 'Cause I spent all these years keeping locks and chains on my front door, and I see what you're doing, causing all of these tears. You're just trying to break my barriers, breaking barriers. But can you even look in my eyes without telling me any lies? Can you make me feel whole? Let me know it's only my heart you stole. Is that okay? Is that okay? But where do you think you're getting with this talk? 'Cause I spent all these years keeping locks and chains on my front door, and I see what you're doing, causing all of these tears. You're just trying to break my barriers, breaking barriers.
Hey. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Fantastic tune.
Thank you.
I'm loving this. So this is all coming off the EP. Let's quickly talk about the EP because it's out at the moment.
Yep.
It's currently available on iTunes.
Yep.
Which is good. How many tracks have you got on it?
There's a 5-track EP.
And it's called, let's have a look, it's called, I didn't have it written down.
Insane and Loved.
Yes, that's the one.
That's
Insane
the one.
And Loved.
Yeah.
When did it come out? Was it November?
November, yeah. It was the day after me and my 16th birthday. I thought it'd be fun to do something a bit different, a bit funky. So
I quite like the album cover, because the EP cover, on because you've got it on your Facebook, haven't
I've
you?
I've got it on my guitar book as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, so who done that part?
It was a lady called Jill. She drew it for us. Like we went and done a photo shoot, as you would, and stuff. I looked a bit like an idiot, though, because I was walking around the park in a big, massive wedding dress. But it was all good when it all got finished.
Are you going to bring out a physical copy? Have you got it on CD as well?
Yeah, I've got physical copies.
Do you sell that at your gigs, so to speak?
Yeah, you'd have to come to gigs to get one.
Yeah. It's nice to have a physical copy as well, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. It's like something to keep. People can look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's that kid from that gig, with the funny name, the funny hair.
Because you get so many people now just do the EP, they do the EPs or the albums, whatever you want to do,
yeah.
And they're for download on Amazon and iTunes, etc., but you don't actually get to, physically have it. So
yeah.
It's nice to have these things, and you can put them in your car rather than just download it and stream it, etc., etc.
Like, me and my mum, every time we go to a gig, we'll buy, like, CDs and whatever, and, like, we always listen to, like unsigned music from, like, Liverpool gigs and stuff in the car, and, like, it's quite sad, though, because not many people buy CDs anymore as they listen to it on the phone and stuff, but I think it's important to still have the physical copy.
Yeah, it is, especially when you're up and coming, because social media is playing a big part of getting as many people as you can into your music before you go to the next stage. And talking about the next stage, you're gigging quite a bit, which is getting your name out there.
Very much.
And you're here in London, obviously, but you've come to London to do gigs. Where was you last night?
I was in Alley Cat last night in Soho. That was amazing. Like, there were so many bands on. It was such a good night. Like, such an amazing, like, you know, pleasure to be a part of it as well. It was really good, really good.
And then it's back to Liverpool today.
Yeah, back to Liverpool.
And then you got much more gigs before Christmas?
I've got one Boxing Day and New Year's, but I don't think I've got any in the run-up to Christmas. Just give myself a little break now.
Yeah, time to relax with the family and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're not here on your own. You've got your mum in the corner, yeah?
I know.
Hello, Mum. does she look after you? She's your manager, so to speak, as well?
She does. She's my manager. She's my best friend. She's my roadie. She's my taxi. And she's obviously my mum as well.
Carries all your stuff. Yeah. Does your hair.
I was carrying the stuff from the hotel to the car park, so I'll take the fries for that one.
Where do you get your gigs from to come to London? How do they come through?
Well, it was quite mad, actually, because me and my mum came for, like, a little breakaway last year in January, and I went to a bar and I took my guitar with me. We went just to have a little drink before we went to bed and stuff, and I seen this man and he came over and was like, are you a musician? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, do you want to get up and play? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. So then we stayed in contact and I was like, I'm coming down to London. So that's how it got, really.
You've been gigging. It says here on your Facebook that you've been gigging since 2013. So
yeah,
the last
since
couple
I was
years,
13.
Which is good. Oh, yeah, because you're so young, aren't you?
Yeah.
I take you don't drive, so you can't drive to your own gigs yet.
No, not yet, not yet.
You're planning on that?
As soon as possible. Like, if I ever win the lottery, then, you know, you'll see me flying, but let's wait till then.
Right, let's do another track off. Is this one off the EP, the next one?
Yeah, this next one, I think, I'm not sure what number it is on the EP. I think it's like the fourth one. This is called Going In For Winter. I think it kind of fits in with today.
Take it away.
Going home for winter, going home for winter, going home for winter, she said. Back to the place to see the faces, all that pointless time we spent. Said I was gonna change the world, so here I am. It's been about a year and a half, and despite the pain, here I still stand. And time went on, and here I am. I'm gonna start a revolution, so take my hand. I don't need nobody, cause no one understands. I'm going home for winter. Once where my neighbors are just cold, snowy, faceless strangers. All I used to know is just the footprints melting away in the snow. I said I was gonna change the world, so here I am. It's been about a year and a half, and despite the pain, here I still stand. And time went on, and here I am. I'm gonna start a revolution to take my head. I don't need nobody, cause no one understands. I'm going home for winter. Going home for winter, going home for winter, going home for winter, she said.
Hey.
A few delay there because I was filming your mum.
I know, I see, that started laughing.
I thought you might laugh. I thought I'd better leave it towards the end of the song and you start laughing. I'll swivel on my chair and kind of get the Phoenix fence on and then zoomed in on your mum.
Photographer and DJ, what could you want
yeah,
more?
Yeah, I'm multitasked on the desk here. I'm like an octopus going everywhere like that. What was the name of that song?
That was called Going Home for Winter.
Going Home for Winter. That was a fantastic song. It was one of my faves, I think, that was so far.
Good and glad and glad.
I suppose it's because it's like Christmassy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. In a way. That's like the Christmas
song. By accident, even.
Yeah, by accident, completely by accident. But it kind of fits in because, you know, like, this week's been manic with gigs and stuff, so it's like going down back home now for the chill before Christmas with the family and stuff. So I thought it'd be perfect to play.
Yeah. What do you do at Christmas? Do you just sit in on Christmas Day, chill out? Do you go around people's houses? Are you having a big meal?
But we have our Christmas dinner, obviously, because I couldn't go without that. But, like, go to my nan's and see all my family and stuff, and then I'll come home and play with whatever I've got. I don't get toys much. I think it'll probably be, like, little instruments or something.
Well, when did you start playing the guitar? What age?
Like literally 6 weeks before I started gigging, I started getting guitar lessons because I'd won Sandy Tom's guitar in like a competition online.
All right.
And then it was like his signature.
You are a Sandy Tom super fan, aren't you?
Yeah, Sandy Tom mega 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 super fan.
That's good.
But they started playing and then went to a gig and then it all started from there. I think I can remember like my first three gigs and then after then it just went mad and it hasn't chilled since.
Fantastic. Now. Obviously, we've got at the moment, we've got Christmas run up with the charts. We've got Louisa, who was on X Factor. And
yeah,
we've
yeah.
got last year's runner-up, which was Fleur East, who's got a track out called Sax. Ben Haynow has got a new album out, so all from X Factor. Would you ever look at doing a reality TV show, be it The Voice, Britain's Got Talent, X Factor kind of stuff, or some of the other ones? Is that something you'd ever do if you got asked? Because they do tend to talent scout now.
I got scouted for it twice, and The Voice as well, but that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be the girl who almost won X Factor or the girl that won X Factor or whatever, anything like that. I just want to be the girl that's done it on her own, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've done it off it already, so I've just got to get the full way there. So I'd rather do it on my own.
What about videos? Have you done any videos? I was looking on your site.
Music videos?
Yeah.
No. I haven't done music videos yet. Maybe that's something for next year. I always feel dead awkward, though, like, you know, doing photo shoots and stuff, because I'm not, like, photogenic and it's like this. I always look like a ham on the pictures, so I'm just like...
Well, we're going to be taking some later, so we'll find out how photogenic you are. So I'll be doing that as well, because I just do everything me. It's like the hotels you go to, and every bit's done by me. The bloke comes to the door, takes your cases up on the reception. That'd be me. Now, let's just talk quickly about getting hold of your music, because if you go online, you've got a web page, you've got Facebook pages.
Well, my web page is down at the minute because it's getting updated and whatever. But I've got Facebook, which is just Ellen and Nelly Music. Twitter, which is Ellen_Nelly. Instagram, Ellen_Nelly. SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it. Just search your name and I'm sure you'll find me.
Yeah, it's quite easy to find. In fact, if you go to Facebook, you've got all the links on the About part, haven't you? You can just scroll down. And I should put it online as well. I'll put lots of links on. So you can listen to this again from late tomorrow on demand. And you'll also be able to see some of the videos we've taken, some of the photos we've taken as well, and listen to the music. And we'll probably have time to squeeze in one more song before we go as well, which is good.
Okay. That
putting you on the spot, that is.
I know, you put me on the spot thinking about what I'm going to do. Right, I'm going to do this song. I know what song I'm going to do. It's a song called Wannabe. It's about a wannabe.
Okay, take it away.
Can you not see that you're basically wanna be? Clearly, you've been stealing my identity. Are you lost? Cause you seem to be latching onto me, get away from me. Are you scared when I'm not there? Cause then you'd have to be you. You don't wanna. Wanna be. Everyone can see that you're not as innocent as you make out to be. And finally, oh, I'm finally taking back me. Are you lost? Could you seem to be latching onto me, get away from me? Are you scared when I'm not there? Cause then you have to be who you don't wanna be. Wanna be. Finally taking back me. You're just a friend made enemy. You're a wannabe, and it's clear to see. Are you lost? Could you seem to be latching onto me? Get away from me. Are you scared when I'm not there? Cause then you'd have to be who you don't wanna be. Are you lost? Could you seem to be latching onto me? Get away from me. Are you scared when I'm not there? Cause then you have to be who you don't wanna be. Wanna be.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well done. Well, listen, stick around. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
To have you in, and safe journey on the way home as well.
Thank you so much.
How long does it take you to get home? A couple of hours?
3 hours, 40 minutes, something like that.
Just in time for tea.
Just in time for tea. Probably when I get home, it'll probably be bedtime, though, I think. Well-deserved sleep.
Thank you. Eleanor, fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a Christmas song now, a bit of Pogues. Mm. Do you want to introduce it? It's a Pogues on Phoenix FM.
This is Pogues on Phoenix 98 FM.